Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding three lines from the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Muloi Kumsa, the Torah says by Kemitza, it says Muloi Kumsa, it has to be a full Kaimitz. So Yachem Mevairetz, I might think that it has to be like overflowing, popping out of his fingers, Tan Muloimer Bekumsa, that only in his Kaimitz. I Bekumsa Yachem Filibrashet Spaisav, I might think he could even take a little bit, Tan Muloimer Muloi Kumsa, that has to be a full Kaimitz. So what does that mean? It means Kedekumsi and she, it means a person has to do Kemitza the way a person would normally do it. Hakates, and how is this accomplished? He takes his three fingers, his three middle fingers, he folds it against his palm, and that's how he's kaimates. When it comes to baked menachos, that they then get crumbled up, so when he does the kamitza, he's going to have pieces that are sticking out. So he evens it out with his thumb on the top and his pinky on the bottom. It says the Gemara that this is the hardest avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, this is the hardest avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, Vesulai. You think there's nothing else? Vayika Malika, when the Kain has to shecht, has to sever the head of the bird from the bird, and he has to do it all with his right hand, so that's also extremely difficult. Vayika Chafina, when the Kain guddles in Lefnai V'Lefnim, and he has to get the Keteres from the calf into his two cuffed hands, that's also very difficult. Alazuhi may avoid this Kasha Shabbat Mikdash. Rather, what we meant to say is that this act of Kemitza, when it comes to Macheves and Umarcheshes, is of the hardest Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. Not that it's the hardest, but it's amongst the hardest Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. Am Rabbi Yochna, Bai Rabbi Shua ben Uza, Yed HaShailo, that Beina Binayim Shemulei Kumsei Mahu. What's the halacha with the flower that gets stuck between the Kain's fingers while he performs Kemitza? Does that have a din of a Kaimitz, or does that have a din of Shirayim? So says the Gemara, Amrav Papa, Digavoy, the part that's closer inside of his hand, so Laiti Bailacha Devade Kaimitsu. So that's Pasha, that's considered part of the Kaimitz. Devroy Laiti Bailacha, the shine is also not Nageya to the part of the flower that's on the external part of, between his fingers, Devade Shiraimu. That's Pasha, that's considered part of the Shirayim. Kiti Bailacha Debeni Beni. The Shaila Wiz that Rabbi Shua ben Uzo is asking about is if it's Mamish in between. So Maya, what's the Lacha? Is that considered like the Kaimates, that you're Makhtarit, or is that considered part of the Shirayim which gets eaten? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Hadar Pashto Yeshua ben Uzo, he was Pashit the Shaila, that Ben Abinayim Safing Nanu, it's a Safik. So heichiyavit. So now that it's a suffix, so what do you do with it? So says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chanina, you're makter kaimitz achudei tchila. First, you're makter the kaimitz by itself. V'hadar bein abinayim, and then you're makter the bein abinayim. And the reason why you do it dafka in this order is because the amar bein abinayim bereisha. If you're going to be makter the bein abinayim first, Dilma Shirayim, and really maybe it has a din of Shirayim. And the problem with that is going to be is that v'havulu Shirayim shechaser bein kamitza laktara. When you go then to be makter the actual kaimates, the vade kaimates, it's going to come out that you might have Shirayim that's missing. Because if the Bein HaBinayim, which you were makter already, has a din of Shirayim, it comes out that your Karba Mincha is missing some of its Shirayim. And the halacha is, v'amar ma'ash, Shirayim shechaser bein kamitza laktara, ein makter namayinas ha-kaimates. You're not makter the kaimates in such a case that some of the Shirayim became missing. So, in fact, the Gemara, Yihachi Hashtanami Ikrikan and Kol Shem Imenu Lishim. So, why is this any better? So, now what are you going to do? You're going to be makter the Bein HaBinayim afterwards. But still, if the Bein HaBinayim has its side, then maybe it's considered Shirayim, so you still have an Isser of burning it, because you're not allowed to burn Shirayim. Kol Shem Imenu Lishim Arehu Beval Taktiru. Anything that's Shirayim, you're not allowed to burn. So, how are you allowed to burn it afterwards either? Also, says the Gemara, Am Rav Yehuda, Bered Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the makter le l'shem eitzim. Your makter not l'shem kaimetz, your makter l'shem eitzim. Like firewood. Like Rabbi Eliezer said, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Aimer, that l'reich nechayach yet tamayla, abba tamayla l'shem eitzim. That even though you're not allowed to be makter, there's an isser to be makter shirayim, the isser only applies if you're makter at l'shem reich nechayach, but you're allowed to be makter l'shem eitzim. Well, says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Eliezer shita, but the Rabbanan are chaylik. So hanichal Rabbi Eliezer, that's all understood. If you hold a Rabbi Eliezer, El Rabbanan Ma'ikla Meimer, but according to the Rabbanan, so what's going to be the Eitzah? How are we going to deal with the Bein HaBinayim? Says the Gemara, Amar of Mari, the Kamsi Shmeini, the way you'll deal with it is by avoiding the Shaila. You'll have a Kayin who has fat fingers do the Kamitza, and like that, the fat will prevent the flour from getting between his fingers, and then we'll avoid the Shaila. There won't be a Bein HaBinayim. Says the Gemara, Hashtad Asas Lahachi, now that we came onto this Eitzah to avoid the Shaila, so Rabbi Eliezer Nami, the Chatchila, the Kamsi Shmeini. Even Rabbi Eliezer who holds that you're allowed to bring it, L'Shem Eitzim, he's masking an Avada that's not ideal, and he'll also agree that the Chatchila, you should have a Kayin with fat fingers perform the Kamitza. Says the Gemara Vayter, it says, Bein HaBinayim Pashan Umachat Supizer V'chishe B'chafinas Chaveira Yisimin. That's the simon for the following sfeikas of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Bayer Papa, Bein HaBinayim Shamulay Chafnav Mahu. What's the halacha when it comes to the Bein HaBinayim of the Mulay Chafnav? Until now we spoke about the Bein HaBinayim of the Kemitza. What's the halacha of the Bein HaBinayim when it comes to the Chafina of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? So my Kami Bailei, in fact, the Gemara, what's the Shaila exactly? Igamar Mulay Mulay Mehasam? You want to know if we learn out Xavier Shava of Mulay Mulay from Kemitza? We already had a Shaila on Mzainam and Aleph. It happens to be it was regarding whether or not you're allowed to make a Klimida, but it was the same Shaila, it was the same Stadim about whether or not we learn out Mulay Mulay from Kemitza. So this is really just the same Shaila, just another Nafkamina. Says the Gemara, no. Rapapa Hachika Bailei. He was asking the following shaila, that even if there's no gzeir shava, he still had a shaila. Do we say mulei chafna vehevi bina vayika, that you just need it to be a mulei chafna, and this is part of his mulei chafna, it got between his fingers, but it's part of his mulei chafna, and therefore he brings it in, lefnai velefnim. Aydilma v'lakach vehevi bina v'aleka, or maybe there needs to be a lekicha, because the Torah says lashna v'lakach, so maybe there's a din lekicha, and lekicha is mashma that has to be like with kavana, not something which by chance just got stuck between his fingers. That's not included in what he takes with Malay Chafna that he then brings Lefnai V'Lefnim. Says the Gemara Teku that we don't know. Says the Gemara Vayta Amra Papa that Pshitali Malay Kumsai Kedekamsi Inshi, that the proper way to do Kamitza for sure would be like right, the way a regular person would do it. Like he puts his hands in the direction like a person would put his hands with giving a handshake. He puts it down into the flower, his pinky down, thumb up. And then he folds his three fingers, his three middle fingers in, and that's how he takes the Kamitza. That's how he performs Kamitza. But Bayra, Papa, Kamatz, Berashi, it's Bais of Mahu. What's the halacha if he just takes it with his fingertips, his hand face down, he just takes it, picks them up with his fingertips. What's the lach if he puts his hands with its back facing down, the back of his hand facing down, into the bowl, and he scoops up some flour? What's the lach if he puts his hand again with the back facing down, but this time instead of scooping out flour, he just presses his hand down until flour ends up in his hand? So the lach says the Gemara Teku. And now the Gemara has the same shailas with regards to chafina, amr papa, that pshitali mulei chafna kedechafni inshi, that if you perform chafina regularly, that's for sure okay. If the Kohen Gadol takes his two hands and he puts them together and takes two hands full, so that would be a normal scoop, that would be the for sure okay. Bai rab papa, bai rab papa adeshaila, chafan berashitz baisav mahu, milamata lamala mahu, minatsad mahu, these exact same shailas, what's the lach when it comes to chafina? And ask the Gemara here an additional shaila. Chafan bezu bezu v'kervan zu etzel zu mahu. What's the lacha? Being that chafina, he uses both of his hands. What's the lacha if he puts in each one separately? He takes a handful and then he puts them both together. What's the lacha in that case? Says the Gemara again. Teku.